This podcast is a conversation by Julie Benetti and Susan Bobro and is a production of VI Alliance, copyright 2019. And this chart-busting hit, Alone Leave Me, courtesy of New Threads, is available everywhere.
Hi, this is Susan, and I'm here today with Julie, and we're here to talk about something that a lot of people actually, even when they talk about energy, seem to talk about. Most people call it the energy of money. When Julie and I sat down and worked on our book, Energetic Invocations, we didn't talk about money, because money is just one small part of it. We actually talked about your currency, and your currency, money can be a part of it, but it's a bigger picture than just money. It's what you want, it's what you can work with, and that to me is more interesting, and the reason why is because it's bigger. We're trying to do what we always do, which is go into the energy of it, and money is just really a tree that's been killed, right, and turned into paper, and everybody looks at it as like, I want more, I want more, I want more. And that's fine for those of you who want it. And actually, money's a good thing. Money's a good thing to have. It's not something that you don't want. But if that becomes the focus, then you actually, I said it in the book, you sell yourself short.
Right.
Because there's so much more. And that's kind of what we want to go into in the podcast. And it does relate to energy. So I'm trying to like... You know, the sounds, I'm kind of like lulling you, you know, along, because there's something more than just the energy of money, because people talk about that. And I'm not saying they're wrong when they talk about it. It's about, again, you know, liking money, making it your friend. And that's okay, because you should not, if you absolutely abhor money and the whole thought of it, well, you're never going to have it. But there's something, it's that. But plus, there's a lot more.
And I think in the vibe of this podcast, you started out very serious. And every time you've said money, all I could do was go, money, 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 money. And I'm not making it not serious.
Don't worry, she doesn't sing on the podcast. That was her one and only debut.
Well, but still, if it doesn't come into your mind, and it's funny because that little snippet of that song was used on Donald Trump's Apprentice.
Right.
And it showed him and all the glamour and his helicopter and his palatial living environment and, you yep. know, all his amenities that come with money, which conditions you to understand what does money mean in that sense. And, you know...
Well, he equates it to power. And that's what, I mean, I would think, you know, that Apprentice show was really about was money is power. And for him that works. And I'm not saying he's wrong, I'm not saying he's bad, I'm saying it works for him because he takes it to another level,
right,
whatever that is,
right. And so you're bringing up a good point, because again, how do you define money? Well, where I was going was, you know, I always like to go to that, okay, so you were born. And when you came into the world, you weren't like, all right, where's my, you know, $100 pass go fee, or is it $200? You know, where's my entrance fee here? What do I get? You weren't even considering money. There was no issue of money, you know, quote unquote money, as it's been translated in the day-to-day, you know, commodity exchange of business and decimal points, yada, yada, yada. That wasn't even your concern when you were born and you were here. You had whatever resources were around you in order to help you survive, because you were born and you were here. And then you go to the extreme of death, and the one thing everyone says is, you know, you can't take it with you. I mean, even if you bury hordes of money in a casket with you, it's still, you know, hello.
Well, so there's two pieces to this, because I know it's called money and that's what everybody can understand, but in the book, we really go into the word currency, which is money plus. Like, if you're going to go into the Trump, like the Apprentice, what is it you have to offer? Money.
Right.
So then, okay, here's money. Well, here's a car. Here's money. Here's a house. And that's fine. But, you know, sometimes there's something more than just money. And I think you can accept money, but not limit yourself. I think that's what the word that I would like to use is accept and receive money, but don't be limited to money.
Right, because money is a tool.
Exactly.
And a resource. And when we took this definition of saying, you know, for you to say to yourself, what is my currency? It expands upon what your intrinsic value is, but not based in a decimal pointed figure. Not based in how much you can earn, how much you make, you know, what your going rate is, any of that. And that often, you know, is what's applied to people's worth.
So, Julie, we wrote 10 plays of the Enter Scrubs.
Yes.
Do they seem believable to you?
Oh my gosh, are you kidding me? They're a hoot. I relive them most of the time.
But they're not traditional magic scripts.
No, they're not. It's real magic based in energy. It's cool stuff.
And everybody can do it.
That's right, everybody can.
Hi, this is Julie. I recently went away to Canada and I was excited to bring a handful of books, but I couldn't read a thing. Has that ever happened to you? All I wanted to do was play. If you travel, trivia is fun, and we have a lot of different trivia for you. We have Think You Know the Kabbalion, you can test yourself, we have trivia on Halloween and Samhain, and we have Christmas trivia. So the time is right to test your brain and get moving. And if you want to do it today, you can go to Amazon and download the ebooks.
And I think a lot of people value themselves, again, in terms of how other people see them.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and you have a job, you're a, quote, I don't know, you work at a, you're a cashier, or you're a retail, or you're a banker, or you're CPA. This is what my hourly rate is. Well, that's what you're worth.
Right, right.
And that's so limiting. I mean, and I think that's what we're trying to say, that if you limit yourself to a dollar value and that's it, there's something huge that's missing. You know, we talk about it in the book about how to find that. And it's really, I think you start by, you know, forgetting about how somebody else has valued you or looked at you and judged you.
Right.
And what's important to you.
Right.
What's really important to you. And I think that's where, you know, why I like to, we use the word currency. Because it's money plus.
Right.
And I don't, you know, most places, you know, or many places where you read, and unless you go into energy, people just talk about money, how to get money, how to get to the, you know, go for the no, you know, keep going. And everything is about money. And I mean, hey, we live here, right?
Mm-hmm.
We got to eat. You and I like to sit and have wine and do podcasts. And, you know, we all need money. But the minute you limit it, or you think that's the whole thing, you never, because there is not a person alive that has enough money.
Mm-hmm.
Or let me rephrase it, not that they don't have enough money, but they have all the money that they want. Because no matter how much you have, there's always a greater goal. Well, I want as much as that person, or I want to get involved in I want to go to this country club, or I want to, there's always, you know, and we all heard the term, the FU money. And that's a never-ending, you know, there's a never-ending resource. You'll never have enough money. So you have to start looking at other things as to what's important to you. What would be important to you?
Well, you know, it's very important to decide what it is that you value and why you value it and why it's important to you. And you can look at your skills. You can look at, you know, your way of life. You can look at how you carry yourself forward. You can look at a lot of different things. You can look at the time you spend with people or doing things.
So you, everything you just said, and I'm going to quote from our book, your value is a part of you. It is not something you must earn or request from another. If you look for outside validation, then you embark on an endless journey. For the one who believes that recognition from others, material items, or just money shows their worth, has sold themselves short. You just completely, and when we talked about what's important, you just embraced it. We talked about, these are just suggestions. This isn't the only list. Talk about space.
Right.
We talk about the energy. We talk about respect, and we talk about time. Things that are very important to you.
Right.
If you could make $1 million for in an hour doing something you absolutely cannot stand, would you do it?
Well, it changes your understanding of your value and what you're doing. You have a lot of then internal demons probably that you have to adjust to and balance and kind of make compromises with. And if that's not something you want to do, if there's something else important to you, why aren't you doing it? And, you know, before you asked me this whole mm-hmm. question, you know, it made me think of, you know, there's a person out there, you know, in the Hollywood industry that has tons of money, and that's all she wants to do is be famous and have money. And it's not anyone we've talked about in our podcast, but it just brings me to mind, you know, how happy is that person? Because when you want more money, more money, more money, when is it enough? And so in that note of describing that person, and I'm sure there are many persons out there, there's one that I'm thinking of, and you think about, wow, they have to be involved in so many things because, you know, you turn on the TV and you see them everywhere doing every show, and they have to have so much money, and then, you know, they're giving away money, and none of that really matters because they can't understand, you know, or even decide when enough is enough. Well, they don't have an
enough. Even worse than that, they lose who they are.
Exactly.
Because instead of being driven by your passion, now you're just following the dollar.
Exactly.
And after doing that for a while, it's, wait a second, who am I again?
Right.
What is it I want to do?
Right.
And, you know, a lot of times that happens when you get a little bit older. Mm-hmm. You know, because it finally hits you, and then you have no idea who you are. What do I do?
And that's a huge loss when you lose yourself. And we say in the book, yet if you value your self-worth with only a dollar figure, the result is an insatiable situation whereby greed is never fulfilled. Your worth becomes tied to what you get financially, which becomes an unending void, much like a shopaholic who just shops to satisfy an addiction rather than for any need.
And, you know, when you think about that, and that's what I hope that these, you know, people that are listening really get, that when you find the passion, and the only way sometimes to do it is to step away from the money and mm-hmm. follow your passion and trust yourself and follow that passion, the money comes. But there's a whole slew more that comes that
right.
if you only follow the money, you lose it. You don't get that huge feeling of, you know, what's the word, you know, peace, or you know, you start searching, and then you know, otherwise you get the money and you're still lost. You still
right.
feel like something's missing. So of course you got to go make more money.
Exactly.
Because that's all you know. Oh, it must have been, okay, you need to make $1 million. Oh, I don't feel that way. Must be 10 million.
Right.
All right, I got to make 10 million. Oh, you don't feel it. It's got to be 100 million. No, the problem is not that you haven't made enough money. It's you've lost your whole core of who you are. And that's the saddest part. That's the energy behind, again,
right.
currency.
Right. And I think currency is a really important word to embrace because currency really epitomizes exchange. And an exchange, you know, you have exchanges in conversation, you have exchanges in greetings, you have exchanges, you know, mm-hmm. if you're bartering and products, you have exchanges. Exchanges are across the board. And when you're working with the energy of exchange, you're really enhancing who you are.
Well, that's what energy is meant to be, mm-hmm. is to be exchanged.
Mm-hmm.
It's not meant to be hoarded. It
right.
is not meant to, I have it all, because, you know, it's almost, if you think about, like, even your body, I mean, your body constantly renews itself. It discards the old, and, you know, and you we know, what is it, every 7 years,
right.
your body's completely changed.
Right. Hey, Susan, do you remember when Trump meant you throwing down one of those special cards in the Game
yeah.
of Whist?
Yep, I do.
Now it takes on a whole new meaning, huh?
It does.
And so in our Trump book that we wrote, How Trump Wins, we really look at the cool aspect of the energy, all personalities aside.
Mm-hmm. And that's something that nobody else did. But we did, and it's actually kind of interesting.
It is, and it's out there. Hey, it's Julie here, and we have to do this interruption really quick because we only have a couple of seconds because we're interrupting some good content, wouldn't you say?
I'd say.
And what are we interrupting for? That was too long of a gasp. We're interrupting to say we have ebooks, books, and podcasts galore.
This is Susan. I'm here with Julie and my daughter Danielle. We stole her back from Canada. She's excited to be a part of these podcasts and commercials.
It's been great hearing you guys, wanting to be here with you, and now being able to be in the same room.
And is that what you felt when you were listening to the podcast, that you were
here
with us?
Every time you guys laughed, had jokes.
And every time I stumbled.
I felt like I was there watching.
And I have to admit it, I've been taking a little bit of Danny's advice, because I know she said the most enjoyable podcasts are when I went for Susan's jugular. So sometimes I'm like, this isn't fun enough. Let me at her.
And I'm still standing.
Of course you are. Standing.
All of the podcasts are getting even more energized. We're expanding our own minds and our own vision, and we're sharing it. So grab a hold, because we're going nonstop right up to the top of the mountain.
Woo!
And so, I mean, if you think about that, and if you think about, I'm going to talk about Chinese medicine, like, everything should be moving.
Mm.
When something's stuck, well, that's the beginning of sickness.
Mm.
It's about movement, and that's what energy is. And I'd like to read just one part, because I just think, you know, I know we wrote it, but, you know, we wrote it, yet there's a part of me that I don't know where this came from, because,
yeah.
And I just love this, and I want to share it. So, you must have the courage to trust yourself and honor your currency. Your currency aligns with your essence, all that you are, what you are trying to do, and how you are trying to live. The opinions and judgments of others are not important. But understanding your currency and those of the people you are interacting with is vital. Communications and negotiations enhance when you operate from truth. No matter the cost, you must honor your currency, or no one else will. I mean, being with people that honor your currency, and part of your currency is expressing yourself.
Exactly.
All of yourself. And it could be anything, whether you're an artist, whether you're a musician. That's part of who you are. That's what you're supposed to be expressing. And within that, you know, exchanges occur.
And in that expression, in that exchange, you're sharing and mm-hmm. you're growing, you're collaborating. And kind of, you know, I don't want to sound funny in this way, but that isn't that kind of the way it's meant to be? We're
mm-hmm.
all here, and we all want to be involved, and
yep.
we all want to participate,
yep.
and we all want to be seen and heard.
Right.
And yet, if you're extrapolating only those who can be seen and heard by the decimal point, you know, of how
right.
much they
right.
are worth or they
right.
make or whatever, and that always changes. There are countries where the currency disappears.
Mm.
You know, you could go to Brazil and South America, the currency could disappear overnight. And you could be a millionaire one day and not a millionaire the next.
Mm.
And so, you know, looking at currency as, you know, the epitome of who you are and what you're exchanging in any environment and in any interaction is so important and so vital to enhance yourself and to empower yourself.
And if you don't take that into consideration in everything you say, feel, think, and do, then no one else is going to.
Right.
If you don't value yourself for more than what your bank account says, then, you know, you miss the boat. And again, this isn't about poo-poo to money.
Right.
Because money is good. Money will come in and it will enhance what you do.
Right.
But you can't make the focus money. And when we did, we were talking about this famous person, that was the focus.
Yeah.
And when you hear this person talk, she's kind of miserable.
Yeah.
She's got such phobias, I think.
Mm.
And she expressed, she really doesn't know who she is or what she's doing. She just wanted to have money and be famous.
Mm.
And lo and behold, she is. But she certainly doesn't give off that
and there's another
feeling of being right. comfortable with herself.
Right. And there's another fallacy when you get into fame. I mean, what is really fame? Taking attention from outside and glorifying yourself with outside attention and feeling, you know, leads right into what you were saying, and feeling nothing inside. I mean, that's horrifying. Where's your sense of self? Where's your currency and your value and your worth and yourself? And what are you projecting? And if it's all based on money, then, you know, you kind of become a slave to money, and that's it.
Right.
Money is your only definition. And then you have to keep on that wheel, that hamster wheel.
There's like nothing spiritual about
right,
it.
Right.
It's not like you came here and your music just speaks to you so deeply and you move with it. What does that mean you're going to do?
I'm not going to tell you. Mm-hmm. It can be anything, but you're just, that just moves you. That's something that you work with. However you do it, doesn't mean you have to now become a big musician. You could do a million things with that. But if you just look at money, money is not a spiritual thing that came down and here you are.
Right.
And if you do business, you're a good negotiator. You know, you're really good at math. All those things can, you know, can bring you money. Mm-hmm. But that can't be the sole goal of anything.
Right.
And it's not something you shun. You also invite it in.
Right.
But you don't go chasing it.
Right. And again, you know, money, much like time, is man-made. So
exactly.
It's man-made and it's defined by man. And, you know, are you defining yourself or are you letting someone else define yourself?
And you know what? It gets to a point where I'm sick of hearing people doing things and feeling and experiencing things because somebody told them so.
Right.
It's like, think for yourself and get right. out of it. And it's actually when you do it, in the beginning, it feels a little bit odd. But then all of a sudden, all the stars align and things start working in your favor. So go to it.
So we've been talking about not the energy of money, but your currency and your value. And not based in money, which, you know, money is always kind of the go-to to determine what value is. And sure, you can use that for a product or on a game show, but, you know, if you're using it for your life, that's not always the best way to proceed. And we've been talking about our chapter from Volume 6, What is My Currency?, which is an actuality, we give kind of the theme of essence. And this is from our Energetic Invocations series book, A Book of Vibrational Change, Volumes 1 to 17. And there's a process this moment in it that I want to share. That's if you have the book on page 66. What it says is that you have a valuable currency can be a hard concept to understand at first, but is not a difficult task if you remain open to new definitions. Defining your currency is to understand that it is more than money. And if you can get that, it is a great place to begin. And so when you move into a definition that's more than money, you move into a more, and you know, at first you might say, well, what could be more than money? I mean, everybody's looking for money and everything is based on money and society kind of runs on money and business
and
runs on money.
And that's a true statement.
It is. It is.
But that's a limited statement.
It is.
And you move into the beyond limitations, everything changes. And so, you know, sometimes with money, as I look at this, I saw another process this. It talks about when you need money, you go out and get a job and you understand you just need money at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't define you.
Right.
It doesn't define your abilities. It doesn't define whether or not you're successful with your currency. It's like, you know, like I say, you need a glass of water. Get up and get a glass of water. It doesn't mean like, oh, I couldn't, you know, do something because I had to stop for water. No, you stop, get the water, and go back.
Right. And that's a perfect way to end on, because if you're defining yourself more based in your currency and the value of who you are and what you bring to the space, that's huge versus just money.
Thank you for listening to this production from EI Alliance. Check out our Amazon authors pages for books and podcasts. Find New Threads music and their latest album on iTunes, Spotify, and newthreads.us.